But you're not to worry about the girl. You'll be getting a good price for her.
The girl began to tremble. She couldn't look at the man talking. She knew that if she did, she would see the eyes of the demon, orange and glowing. Terror assaulted the child's senses. She could feel evil surrounding her, smell it and taste it, and if she dared to look, she knew she would be blinded by it. The man the child believed to be the devil himself returned to the shadows just as the other man lunged at her father and gave him a hard shove.
"With your throat slit, you'll not be making speeches," he said with a harsh laugh. Her papa fell to his knees and was struggling to stand when a knife appeared in the attacker's hands. An ugly, mean laugh permeated the foyer, echoing around the walls like 100 sightless ghosts screeching at one another. The man flipped the knife from one hand to the other and then back again as he slowly circled her father.
"Papa, I will help you," the girl whimpered as she reached for the pistol. It was heavy and as cold as if it had been lifted from the snow, and she heard a clicking sound when one of her chubby fingers slid through the circle underneath. Her arms were outstretched and stiff, and her hands trembled with fear when she pointed the weapon in the general vicinity of the two men struggling.